Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, cause you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to Takeology with your three boys in the lab so you can do the cooking. We got Alex Houston, your host, Matt, and Avery here today. How are we feeling, boys?
Man, always a great day. Always a great day.
I love to hear it. Another good day in paradise. Well, we don't have much of a lab report today. Not a lot of stuff's been going on in the league, but we do have a mock draft coming in hot. We are doing a mock draft on Sleeper today. 10 team, half PPR. We got Avril Roden at the 2 spot. We got your boy Matt-O-Matic at the 4. And you got myself at the 9. The 9, not the 10. I'd rather have the 10. Jeez. We did the Wheel of Death and it didn't do very good for us. That kind of sucked. I got the 9 spot, but it is what it is. We're going to see how it goes, test out some strategies, do a few different things. Speaking of drafts, boys, we just had one a few weeks ago. How do you guys feel about your teams coming up into the season?
I think my dynasty team might need a little bit of work, but my redraft team, probably best. I mean, it's predicted to be the best. That's all me.
My dynasty team's way better than my redraft.
Mine too.
It's tough when you're drafting that late pick. Like I was the 10. You just kind of miss out on the top tier talent. So I don't hate my team, but we're gonna have to make up some ground during the season.
Waiver wire.
Someone might be predicted last in this group. Just saying.
I will say ESPN undervalues Jahmyr Gibbs. They have him as like the 7th running back. I'll just point that out.
There goes our sponsorship with ESPN again. Matt, yep, you just keep dogging on me.
We're cooked. Absolutely.
Hey, they need to do a better job. It's not my fault.
Dynasty, I'm already looking to make some trades. Trying to get rid of Deontay Johnson. I'm just not – I think he'll have a good season. I just don't think he'll have a great season. I think he's a wide receiver too, which ain't bad. But for those listening, we do have an extra flex spot. That's the difference.
That's true.
And he's my third. I guess he's my flex spot, which ain't. It's not the worst. It's just not.
He's the one. He's in the flex spot that got added to our league.
Yeah.
This is the first year of our dynasty league, so we're kind of experimenting with which format we like the best.
Right.
So, I was trying to whip up a trade. I was trying to get Dalton Kincaid and Johnson off my team for Kittle and Marvin Harrison. I was going to throw in a first and maybe a second, but
fair.
Are you kind of glad now though?
Because yeah, I definitely think Kincaid has the potential to be a top like 3 guy, whereas Kittle he'll be a top 10 guy, but that he's just not going to be. So I'm glad I kind of didn't make the trade.
Oh, especially in Dynasty, because you're going to have Kincaid for
a long time.
Future. And I get the Kittle part is for win now. But with Ayuk coming back, I think that was honestly a good thing that you didn't make the trade.
Yep.
Boys, just got some news come in. Breaking news. It's not really breaking news, but it feels cool to say. Hollywood Brown is not expected to play Thursday night football against the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow.
So that's going to change how I draft right here, honestly. I'm going to look at this draft thinking, which one of these receivers in terms of the Chiefs is going to be the guy week one? So,
I mean, I'm a Chiefs fan. It was kind of expected he wasn't going to play week one.
It was expected. That's why I wasn't breaking news.
Don't think he was on my board regardless, but I mean,
But I'm saying that elevates Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy.
I mean, sort of, but I feel like they were both. I feel like Xavier and Hollywood were kind of on a level playing field as it was. Yeah. But I see where you're coming from. At least Xavier will get a few more looks.
A little bit more targets, right?
Yeah. I think the only real guy you should be targeting is Rashee. I mean, with the exception of Travis.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Well, boys, it is time for our mock draft. This is our first mock draft on Takeology. So I hope everybody's excited out there. Should we throw a little music on just to get started for our mock draft?
In the background.
Just a little.
A little iffy choice there, but it's
killing us. Killing
we don't have a lot of options for music, but that begins our mock draft. Avery, go ahead and kick us off, please.
Hey, shout out! If someone wants to send us some music from a fan, we might put it on.
That's
might
true. Takeologyfootball@outlook.com.
Yep. All right, boots. Here we go. Starting the draft. Okay.
All right, with the number one. An obvious choice here, Christian McCaffrey. Now, Avery, you're on the clock. What you going with here?
Man, I think this is one of the hardest picks in all of – I think the 2-3 is the hardest pick because you have to make sure this pick – because if I pick Tyreek and he sucks, then you're cooked because you didn't pick CeeDee Lamb or Bijan Robinson. But for me, I'm a firm believer –
So in a hard position here.
Bijan is such a great running back, but we haven't seen it. And I am all in on Tyreek Hill. Give him to me.
Tyreek Hill too. Okay. Wow, Tyreek Hill. All right, at the number three, Ja'Marr Chase. It's kind of high for Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know. That CPU is kind of, wow, went high there. All right, we got Matt O'Matic.
Hey, maybe.
Four spot.
Maybe.
What you got?
Maybe the computer knows something we don't. Maybe a contract's broke or
no.
You never know. You never know.
Maybe.
So at the four spot, it's between two guys for me. It's either Lamb or Bijan. With Lamb getting this new contract, this is a redraft league, obviously, so you don't got to worry about Dak's contract. It's just for this year. With the amount of targets he received last year and with the amount I think he's going to receive this year, I don't think I can pass up CD. He's just such a valuable player. So I'm going to go ahead and put CD Lamb on the team.
Respect it. I respect it. All right. A lot of picks in between them, right? At the 1-5, we got Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown to follow. And then here comes our running backs, Bijan Robinson and Breece Hall. Okay.
He just missed out. Out on
that's kind of tough for me. I've never drafted from this 9 spot, really. So this is a new area.
So Alex, before you pick, my question is from this 9 spot, like we see all these top guys go right here.
Yeah.
So at this point, are you dealing with tier 2 guys? Like has the tier 1 officially dropped? Like once you get past Jefferson and Amon-Ra, would you consider A.J. Brown the top of the tier 2 guys or the bottom of the tier 1?
I got to say top of the tier 2 just because I believe in Devontae Smith so much. It's going to be a high-octane offense, which is why I think I got to go A.J. Brown here because I can get a running back in that turn. So I got to go A.J. Brown. The only problem after picking A.J. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs goes next, Puka Nacua. and it's back on the turn for me. I want to go Saquon so bad, but I can't. I feel like I can't invest in the Philadelphia Eagles offense that much. You know what really? I mean? I don't want two guys from there. So I'm a big believer in taking at least one running back in that first two rounds, because after that it kind of falls down. So I think I got to go Jonathan Taylor here on that 1-9. It's kind of tough to do with Anthony Richardson, but I think Jonathan Taylor can have a good year this year. So after Jonathan Taylor, we got Saquon Barkley, Drake London, Garrett Wilson, and Travis Etienne, who I feel like also went high right there again. But on the four on the clock again, we have Matt McDonald. What you got, buddy?
So before I pick, I'll pose this question to you, because I was in that position you were. I was actually at the 10 spot. You were at the 9. Were you disappointed that, because in ADP they have Gibbs over Taylor, are you disappointed that Gibbs went before you could pick him, or are you happy with the Taylor selection?
I honestly was hoping Gibbs would fall to me in that next turn, to be honest with you. I understand why he didn't. I mean, that you got to grab a running back, but it's just tough. Jonathan Taylor, he's the only one back there too. But I don't feel like I believe in him as much as I would want Gibbs in terms of the upside. So that's a hard turn. That 9-10 is kind of tough.
Yeah, it's tough. I didn't really enjoy it, I'll be honest with you.
So with the Puka news, apparently he got hurt again in a practice recently. So do you think that – I'm just saying, I think he might start being a little injury prone here with all the offseason reports. And so
he's valued pretty high, I think, in terms of – because he's injured.
Yeah, I mean, 2.1 is pretty high for a – sophomore player.
He plays a physical style of football. So it's a little nerve-wracking drafting him. You've seen Cooper Kupp kind of skyrocket as of lately. He's going up on draft boards. So I think the tide is kind of turning to where Cooper Kupp's going a lot higher, but Nacua is stuck where he is. So that's a scary pick for me. That's kind of why I went away from it, because I was in that position. All off season I was going to pick Nacua, and then I got kind of scared off it, which I don't know if that was the best decision, but it's just a decision I made.
Stand on business around here. That's what we did. Stand on business.
In this position, I really didn't expect Marvin Harrison to come back to me. His line's at like 1,000 on sleeper. I guess it's at 11. Most of the like betting – has him over like 1,050 yards. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a tough. This is a really high draft pick to just be getting 1,000 yards. Kyren Williams sitting here. We had the discussion about him yesterday with the punt news. The Rams are such a fast-paced offense that they stick with one running back throughout a drive. So I'm a little nervous that Blake Corum is going to be out there for a drive and Kyren's just going to miss out on a touchdown. But he's such an explosive back. He should still have the main workload. I'll go with Kyren here.
I respect it.
How do I feel about Matt's pick?
Buns. Thumbs down. Wow.
Buns.
All right. So
wait. You wanted him or?
Yeah, I wanted him.
You were just saying it was a bad pick.
No, it's not a bad pick. That's a good pick.
In terms of what else you had there, I think it's good. So Kyren Williams at the four, and then Marvin Harrison. Avery, what are you doing here at the two?
Definitely not taking a quarterback. I've always believed that I can wait to like the sixth and seventh round to get a value quarterback, especially at this turn here.
Hey, you're my guys here. You're my guys here.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get my Bacons. Guy. I'm hoping I can get him on the next turn or on this three.
Ooh, but, he's playing the game. He's playing the game.
Risky.
I'm playing the game because I already have such an elite wide receiver. You got one. Derrick Henry, I know it's not like you're finding gold on the ground, right? It's not like
rusted copper in there.
Yeah. It's not like you're finding the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But Derrick Henry is a workhorse. He is going to get like 10 to 15 touchdowns this year. That's just a fact.
What's he projected for in the touchdown area?
11. And wow. It says here he's projected for 1,100 yards. I think with those numbers, you can't pass him up. I think Kyren was the better – I think Travis and Kyren are the better values here, which Travis Etienne is a debatable option. But definitely Kyren Williams was the better value. I was hoping he would fall. But I'm definitely taking Derrick Henry here.
Ooh, Chris.
Dang, that's tough. So Chris Olave goes off the board. Avery's game changer, Jim, and then Josh Allen, first quarterback of the draft, and it's back to Avery.
Man, that hurts. Now, Chris Olave is one of my game changers. I think he's a dog. Didn't get him. I really thought the CPU was going to go Josh Allen and Devontae Adams, but it just didn't work out that way.
It hurt our podcast last episode. So,
Yeah. So I have Tyreek Hill. I got Derrick Henry. The players available. Devontae Adams, Devon Achan, and Josh Jacobs. Now, Sleeper doesn't have Devon Achan very high. 930 yards and 7 touchdowns. That's substantially less than Josh Jacobs. That's all I'm going to say. Substantially less than Josh Jacobs. But we all know he is a dog. But with that said, I'm going to go Josh Jacobs. Solely because Josh Jacobs is, like Matt said earlier, there's no one else in – I don't know if he said or not, but there's no one else in that backfield. You got some rookies coming up. You got some low-tier running backs that we've discussed personally. So I just don't think there's anyone to compete with him, whereas I just don't think I can take that risk on Devon Achane solely because he gets hit one good time, he's done. I'm just not a believer in him. But if someone else is personally – by all means, take him. The other guy I was looking at was Isaiah Pacheco. But I just don't know if I could pull the trigger on him. There's just something about him. Everyone else is high on him. I think he's a good running back. I just don't think I'm that high on him. And Devontae Adams, old. I don't want to be the guy that drafts Devontae Adams this year and he falls through. But he could still have an awesome year with Gardner Minshew. That's the only thing keeping him afloat.
All right.
Going along with you, Avery, Pacheco being kind of in your sights there, that's probably where I'm leaning here. Debo Samuel is on the board. He's a scary one, man. He seems to get hurt every single year with how physical they play over at the Niners. And the value at wide receiver in like the fourth and fifth rounds is pretty good. And once you get past Achane and Pacheco here, the running backs kind of fall off.
Yeah.
I understand why you didn't take Achane having Hill on your team. You might not want to go heavy Dolphins. Achane's a weird one. He offers the potential to absolutely win you every week he plays. But he's such a small guy. He really is. Like, he had two injuries last year, right?
First year in, yeah.
Already his rookie injuries. Year. And that was kind of the knock on him coming into the draft. He's just so small. But that being said, he's so explosive. But I think just the volume that Pacheco's going to get, along with the pass catching, like that's kind of an underrated part of his game. He had quite a few red zone catches that turned into touchdowns. They did just sign – I know, they signed P. Ryan.
Kamaji.
Yeah.
He's going to be a thorn. He's going to be a thorn, and you know he's going to be a thorn. It's just going to be reality.
He really is. He's going to fill the exact role McKinnon was in, to where McKinnon just comes in on passing downs and just takes a dump off. And Andy Reid is just so darn good at scheming these running backs open in the red zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go off that signing. I really don't think it's going to – I know – actually, I don't know if you guys have heard this. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has apparently been dealing with a lot of, like, mental issues. Like, he's dealing with a lot of PTSD, and he's gone to a couple facilities about it. So I guess that's why we signed him. So we're praying for him. Hopefully he works out there. But I'm going to go with Pacheco. I'm not going to put too much value into the P. Ryan signing. Yeah,
I like that pick. I respect the Pacheco.
I respect
check the pick. That box, like they say.
But on that, I think people were so high on Pacheco this year, and they still are. I don't think it's a bad pick. But I think they're so high because McKinnon got released. Like, he's not on the team. So everyone assumed he was going to get all this work from the passing game. And now that they just signed Piron, I think that it doesn't take away a ton. But it is – I think he, like you said, is going to fill the exact same role as McKinnon. Like, yeah, I mean, to a T.
It's a thorn. There's no doubt about it. I guess we're just going to see the amount of trust that they have in Piron and just kind of see how that goes. But I just – with the receivers that were there, Devontae, I don't want to be the one that drafts him on the cliff either, because he's on the age cliff. And with their quarterback play over there, good Lord. I love Gardner's mustache, but as far as his playing ability, not much confidence there. But I do see – did Debo fall to you?
He did, yeah. So after Pacheco with Matt's pick there, it went Devon Achane, Sam Laporta, Devontae Adams, and Travis Kelce. I wanted Laporta to fall to me. I really did. That's actually, I feel like, good value where he would have fell, but I understand why he didn't. So Debo is next up on this list. And then Mike Evans, and then you got your quarterbacks. I am not going to draft a quarterback here. I kind of want to wait, kind of trying to see what I can get in terms of waiting for a quarterback. So I think I'm going to draft Debo here because I get that turnaround. I feel like that's a good value. So I kind of like that. And then Nico Collins, Patrick Mahomes, and I'm back on the clock.
This is a tough one.
So I have, if I don't take a running back here, I lose in that next tier of running backs. I just do. But the only next two up is James Cook and Rashad White. And so I don't know what I want to do. Could I mean, I'm not going to take a quarterback, I don't think. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson. And the receivers here are kind of just not exciting. Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, and Jalen Waddle, right? And I know how you feel about Jalen Waddle, Matt.
Hey, let him fall to me, baby.
So in this situation, there's not really any good receivers. You're absolutely reaching on a running back. Why wouldn't you pick Jalen Hurts here? Like, what's the – you know he's going to be a top five quarterback. So what's
I could do the stack.
And
I could
you have do the stack, AJ. The stack's super valuable.
But what's your argument for why not, I guess, is the
only reason I think is because I wanted to try a strategy here. But considering I have AJ Brown, and honestly, the quarterbacks have fallen quite a bit in terms of where they normally go in a draft, I think he's great value here. And I don't want Mike Evans. I've got a good running back. I can wait and do the hero running back strategy.
Whoa, what's with the Mike hate now?
Yeah, what's with the Mike hate?
I don't want to jump in that boat again and be wrong this time.
You think the boat's got a hole in it this year?
I think this might be the year. And I talked about this earlier. This is Chris Godwin's high on my list. I think this might be the year Mike doesn't do what he's been doing.
Still hate that pick. Still hate it.
I understand. So I'm going to go Jalen Hurts here. I'm going to do the stack. I kind of like that, the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts stack.
Wow.
His rushing upside is huge. So
see, that's what we're talking about right here. Cup going in the fourth, early fourth.
So right after Jalen Hurts,
I agree with
Cup, Cook, Stephon Diggs, Jalen Waddle.
I don't necessarily disagree with it. I'm just saying that's a big shift from where we came from the offseason.
Yeah.
He's gone up. I was going to ask you, Alex, does the struggles the Eagles offense had at the end of the year, does that scare you at all? Or do you think Kellen Moore is just going to fix everything, especially with the loss of Kelce and him calling protections and all of that? Are you a little scared about that, or are you just going just strictly on the players they have, how good they are?
I would say I'm a little scared. I talked about the Eagles when we did our matchup podcast, the McDonald's matchup. I love Kellen Moore and what he's going to bring to this offense and just the newness of it. But after seeing them, like, their attitudes, just honestly, it was kind of an attitude problem, in my opinion, and how they handled those games. I don't like that in the players. I mean, it's like, dude, show up and show out. I mean, you're in a playoff game. This is the last half of your season, ball out. I'm not a big Jalen Hurts believer. Okay. As a Georgia fan, I hate Alabama. So I hated when he was there. I'm not a big Jalen Hurts guy in terms of passing. His upside's fantastic for rushing. So I feel like the only reason I picked him there is because of what else was shown in front of me in terms of ADP. And because I can get the stack where A.J. Brown's – he's the guy, you know. I have some – I wouldn't draft like this, I feel like, if it was my own league, if it was my own team. But because it's fallen to me, I was like, why not, you know.
Okay, yeah. I was just kind of getting your theory on that. I don't think it'll continue into this year, but we kind of don't know. Their struggle from the end of the season might carry over.
Definitely could.
So as you were saying earlier, I was hoping Waddle would fall to me. I'm a big Waddle guy. But like we were saying last round, Mike Evans here, that's a hard one to pass up.
He
fell so much, and he continues to prove everyone wrong. He puts up 1,000 a year. And I already have my two running backs, so I feel like I can just stack the receivers. And there's not a receiver here that I like more than him.
Mike Evans.
Let's get the cane out. Come on, baby. One more year.
I don't know if we said it, but the guys in between, it was Jalen Hurts, Cooper Kupp, James Cook, Stephon Diggs, Jalen Waddle, and then Matt just selected Mike Evans.
Yeah. And then DJ Moore at the team three, and we're now back on the clock with Avril Roden. What do you guys?
Matt, I do think Mike Evans is going to have a decent year. I don't think that's a bad pick.
I do too.
It's not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick.
If you looked at the ADP, we could have taken him last round. With him falling that much, it's just hard to pass up. I was going to ask you, though, Avery, is Lamar in consideration at all? I know you don't like taking the quarterbacks high. I'm just saying rushing ability in round four, that's a hard one to pass up. So is that in consideration at all?
So it's not right here on round four because
you're playing the game
turn. On this turn, they already have Josh Allen, so I know he's going to
respect.
Fall. So I know I don't have to take him here. But if I did, Lamar – we'll talk about him a little bit more in this next pick. But I don't have to take him here because I know one's not going to take him. That's just – it is what it is. But unless it was another guy in our league, then he might double up. But here I'm thinking either DK Metcalf or Rashard White. I could load up on the running backs right now.
Game-changer, Jim. Take him.
Game-changer, Jim.
And just with you saying that, White has fell quite a bit here.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with White.
It's half PPR.
It's half PPR, but I think running backs are so valuable. Once you get past – I truly think White's the last elite guy. Because, I mean, other than that, you got, like, Joe Mixon's next. You got Kenneth Walker. They're pretty good, too. But after that, after Kenneth Walker, it's like when you get to Alvin Kamara, you're like – is that really what I want? And I have to either select them now or because I won't have them available to me when it comes back around. The next pick I'm looking at is like 60. So these are the last like group of guys. But that being said, I do think DK Metcalf is going to ball out this year. And I am going to take DK Metcalf with this fourth
pick. I like to see that. That's what I like to see right there.
Now, I did miss out. They didn't. Devontae Smith and White got drafted next.
I would just like to point out DK was going to be my pick, so that hurts.
Man, I've convinced these guys.
I was already convinced. When I did the mock drafts, I think Metcalf's being undervalued. I think he is like should be a third round pick, then a fourth, fifth round pick. I mean, he hasn't fallen to me in any other draft besides this one, so I don't really have any shares of him. Lamar here, I knew he'd be back. This is a tough one. I've never drafted a quarterback high. I think Lamar is an absolute dog. It says his rank's 36, and I'm drafting in the 52nd spot. So, I mean, value-wise, that's huge value. Like, I'm not disagreeing with that. However, you got guys like Malik Nabers, Michael Pittman, and Kenneth Walker on the board.
Joe Mixon, don't leave him out.
If I wanted to take a tight end, it'd be Trey McBride. And if I miss out on the tight – let me go back. And if I miss out on the tight ends here, I just completely miss out on all of them. Like, I'm pretty much putting the position because it's going to be the tight end run. But This is a guy I also haven't got any shares of that I'm really high on this year. And I think it kind of completes my team. And I am going to go with Michael Pittman as the wide receiver here.
I love me some Michael Pittman. I respect that.
I just think he's prime. I think he's ready for another season. Yeah, that's about – I think he's just a dog. I think he's good. And in the fifth round, I think that's a steal.
I like that pick.
I do too.
It would have been tough for me to pass up Lamar with how much he dropped. Now, if you look at Team 3, they have went four receivers and a quarterback.
That's crazy.
So they are going to have some – running back struggles. I'm looking at Zeke for them late in the draft. Yeah. But here, it's a tough spot. You've got Malik Nabert sitting there, and he is going to get everything out of this offense. And it's an awful offense. It really is. There's no getting around it. But when you're getting every target like that, he's bound to have success. But with that being said, there's two tight ends here sitting. And I don't think I can pass him up. You've got McBride and Andrews just sitting here. Andrews is my guy. He's a security blanket. I love him. But with that being said, McBride's potential to be number one overall is just – it's too hard to pass up. He dropped quite a bit. He's projected in the late fourth. And I'm getting here at the fifth. So I think I have to take McBride. I love the player, and if I can possibly stack him with Kyler later in the draft, it's just something I can't pass up.
Yep. Good pick. I like that.
Which I probably won't be able to stack him because of the bald-headed fiend here, but if I can, you never know.
The bald-headed fiend.
I'm sorry. That was a shot. I feel bad about that.
It's too late. The words have already been said. For those listening, I'm not bald yet. It's only a matter of time.
For all they know, listening, he could have had a full head of hair, Matt, but now they know. Now they know. Wow.
Hey, all I'm saying, ladies, is he has a wonderful physique. He's got
I'm the only one in this one that's not married around here, so it's a hard life.
Hey, yeah, so takeologyfootballoutlook.com. You guys can definitely email us, and we'll get you in contact with Avril Roden. Anyways.
We also double as a dating service, so
that is true. We'll drop the link. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so after Matt's pick of Trey McBride, which is a good pick, I think, we've got Kenneth Walker, Joe Mixon, Malik Nabers, and Tank Dell off the board, and I am now back on the clock. After this pick, we'll give you an overview of what our teams are looking like so far so you can kind of know where we're at. For me, I think this is an easy pick, personally. There's no argument on what I have to do here. I got to grab this tight end, in my opinion, because if I don't, I'm going to lose an opportunity on that top five tight end.
He's a dog.
And it's Matt's game changer, so I feel like I got to respect that a little bit. I'm going to take Mark Andrews here on this turn. After that, Zay Flowers goes and Amari Cooper. Now.
I know your pick. I know your pick.
He knows my pick. He knows my pick. But our teams, Avery's team right now is Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, Michael Pittman at receiver, Derrick Henry, and Josh Jacobs at running back. Matt has CeeDee Lamb and Mike Evans at receiver, with Kyren Williams and Isaiah Pacheco at running back, and Trey McBride at tight end. I currently have A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel as my receivers, Jonathan Taylor at running back, Jalen Hurts at quarterback, and Mark Andrews at tight end, and I'm back on the clock. For me, I have one running back right now. I feel like I have to do this. It's half PPR. I like this guy. I drafted him last year. Listen, Alvin Kamara is an easy peasy pick for Alex Houston right here. I'm a big fan of Alvin Kamara. Half PPR. Dude, Derek, check down Carr. He's gonna throw that ball to Kamara every time, it feels like. I know you like Chris Olave, but yeah, Kamara there for me. Then goes Joe Burrow. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, give me what you think about that.
I think Kamara's not bad. I mean, the problem was, I think if Amari Cooper would have fell to you, it would have been better. But Alvin Kamara is just old. I think he's about done. I just think his time's about done in the NFL. He's done with the Saints after this year. I don't know who would sign him after this year.
I would. I'd bring him back.
Oh, thanks, GM. But, yeah, that's just my opinion. I think he'll be fine. But I'm just saying it appears that Williams is gaining some traction over there in New Orleans. Just saying. He's gaining a little bit of traction.
That's what they got last year. But I get it, you know.
This offseason, he's actually done pretty good in the preseason as well.
Man. But, so, Kamara there. And then Burrow, Dalton Kincaid, C.J. Stroud, George Kittle. The tight ends are gone.
Yep.
It's over.
Gone.
Dalton Kincaid's that line for me, and then you got two quarterbacks off the board. Joe Burrow above C.J. Stroud. How do you guys feel about that?
I don't hate it.
I
think C.J.'s been inflated quite a bit. And we've seen when Joe Burrow's healthy, he's arguably the second best quarterback in the league. And that's not just because he's on my team. He can get hurt week one. I'm just saying when he is healthy, he's the only one that's proven to beat Mahomes. And that's the mountain you got to climb. And he has just – he's done more. He's phenomenal. He's a good player.
But I respect that.
I find myself in a very tricky position because Team 3 and Team 1, they both have a quarterback. And I don't want to reach here, but I know old Avery is going to take
– the bald-headed fiend.
He's going to – and Anthony Richardson's here, and I think that's worth pointing out. I'm not a huge fan. I know me and Avery kind of have the same opinion on him. I think he's being inflated quite a bit. He's a 50% career passing percentage, and I don't trust that. So I'm going to go Kyler here.
Kyler Murray.
I've seen no draft pick.
Okay, that's why I was like, did you pick him? Kyler Murray, okay.
You've played right into my trap, you fool. But Aaron Jones was next. I'm absolutely loaded right here. I have to say he's on the board. I'll take him the next turn because I know I get one free pick right here before. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to do it, but you know, the listeners will know who's on the board here in a second. But the question here is T. Higgins, James Conner, George Pickens. As a Steelers fan, I would love to draft George Pickens. But I have a rule in fantasy football. If it's not like a top three round pick, I'm not picking a Pittsburgh player. I just can't do it. It ruins my Sunday. It ruins my love for the team, and I can't do it. George Pickens, now he might give you 30 points in a game. He might.
Oh.
But then he'll go off for two. So, I mean, it's just – and if he went off for two and the Steelers lost, it would just ruin my week. Absolutely ruin my week. James Conner, a little older. He's not bad. Just a little bit older. Right now I'm all right at running back. I'm sitting here with Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs.
Are you looking at Kyle Pitts here with no tight end? I wanted to ask you that.
I'm not looking at Kyle Pitts. I don't think he's bad. I have a share of him in our other league, but I'm not reaching right now on a tight end because, like you said, I think when Kincaid goes, I think that's kind of like the last of like elite tight end. So I'm kind of punting the position now. But I think I'm going with this guy. I might be a little wide receiver heavy, but I love me some T. Higgins. That is my guy. I love
some of that sweet tea, huh?
Man, I love me some T. Higgins. Whew. I think he is a very underrated and underutilized guy. If it wasn't for Ja'Marr Chase, I think he would be Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati. But even then, he's still an absolute dog, a great guy. I mean, he's going to be my first guy off the bench. So, I mean, you can't get much better than T. Higgins off the bench. And then George Pickens and DeAndre Swift went. I don't like him. But the upside's insane.
I love the guy.
The upside is just absolutely insane. But the floor is absolutely low as I'll get out of. I am going to go with Anthony Richardson. As much heck as I give him, in the seventh round, getting Anthony Richardson is an absolute steal. I thought Matt should have took him the last round. I think Kyler Murray will have a better, like, more consistent season. But I think the potential of Anthony Richardson is just through the roof. I think it's just massive.
Yeah, going off that point, a big reason I went Murray is because I had Trey McBride.
Stack.
I wanted the stack there. I'm not going to – Anthony Richardson has the potential to be a top five guy. And in my opinion, Kyler does too. I kind of had to go higher for him, but I wanted the stack. So if you guys feel confident about a stack, don't worry about reaching slightly for him. Kyler was projected to go in the seventh, so a slight reach is not a big deal.
We all have a stack here. I don't know if you noticed. Avery's got Anthony Richardson, Michael Pittman. You have Kyler Murray, Trey McBride, and I have A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts.
I'll let you go.
I was just going to say, I think it's important to point out that stacks are awesome to have, but when they don't work, it's a bad feeling. Because like last year, I had Burrow and Chase. Sometimes the stacks just don't work, and they will hurt you in a mighty way. They really will.
I was gonna say the same thing. I think the same thing. I think stacks are sometimes overrated. If it's not guys you want, like, don't go looking for it just because it's a stack.
I'm kind of in a weird spot of the draft where I've got some middling. I think James Conner is going to be a good running back this year, but with his injury concern and this being my flex position, I don't really want to have to worry about the injuries all year. So I'm going to go with the guy that I think Alex is on the same wavelength here. Terry McLaurin, he has the opportunity here to finally have a good quarterback. And we've all wanted him to make that jump these past couple of years, but just the limitations at quarterback have just held him back. So I think Terry McLaurin has the potential to even crack the top 10. And I'm not, it could be the late part of that 10th, but I really just think Terry has really good potential to have a great year this time.
Terry McLaurin, I love that pick. I'm big on him. I really am.
How do you feel about that, Avery? I haven't heard your opinions on him.
I have him in one league, but that's because he fell right about where you're drafting at. I do think he's better than James Conner and Montgomery and Moser and Allen for a flex spot. I don't think he's better than, like, Higgins. Who else? I don't think he's better than Higgins, Pickens, or Swift. I think I'd rather have those three. But McLaurin, I think, has the potential, like you said. You're drafting him in, what, the 7-4? He could definitely be a top 20 receiver. The problem is the history behind rookie quarterbacks and wide receivers usually isn't great. So I don't think this year's the year. I think next year is probably the big year. But I think you made the right pick there because of what's around you at that point. But I think he definitely, his floor is really low because if this team just, I mean, we're all on Jaden Daniels, but what happens if he just comes to the NFL and can't play? I mean, we saw in college that he'd get knocked. He was a good quarterback, but sometimes that, style of play just doesn't translate very well.
He's a light. It's scary, dude.
But I think for the 7-4 pick, Terry McLaurin here is an absolute steal because last year he was going in the fifth round, I believe.
He was a little high last year.
So to get that at the same value, I think is a good pick. So I'm in on McLaurin at that point. But if he was any higher than the seventh round, I would probably be out on him. But I think at the 7-4 is a great pick.
I agree with you. So like Avery said a minute ago, Connor went next, Montgomery. Mostert. I wish he could have fell my way because I definitely would have picked him up. I think he's a good anchor, and he might even – I mean, he was running back number two last year. After Mostert, Keenan Allen, and I'm back on the clock. This is for my flex, essentially, and I do not like this position at all. I've got Ramondre Stevenson on the board, Christian Kirk, Najee Harris, Evan Ingram, Roma Dunze. These are kind of my options here, and I don't like it. Don't really like it at all. I think for me, though, in terms of PPR, just because they have a rookie quarterback, the only thing that scares me is Ramondre Stevenson. He's fighting with Antonio Gibson, who is he takes those receiving work. Mm-hmm. I traded for Ramondre last year, and it worked out for a little bit, but then he got hurt because he had a decent year in terms of PPR. So I think I'm going to go Ramondre here just because I'd like to see with Drake May there how he would do. Well, it's Jacoby Brissett week one, but I think they'll change that as they go. So I don't like that pick at all, but it's kind of what I'm stuck with. So
I think personally you probably should have went Christian Kirk here. I think he's the more reliable guy. You know, if he plays, he's going to get you about 12 points a game. And for a flex spot, I think that's more valuable than a running back that is battling for his position.
I did think about that, but this may be a hot take. I think Brian Thomas – it's really not probably a hot take. Brian Thomas looked really, really good in the preseason. I think Christian Kirk's getting a little older. I think Brian Thomas is going to have a really good year this year. He might even take a lot of those targets that should be going to Christian Kirk away. I think Evan Engram is going to be looked at a lot this year, and he's on the board, but I already have a tight end, so I feel like it's pointless for me to take. But I think Evan Engram is going to take a lot of targets this year. And the end zone, I'm hoping, because that's really what needs to change for him to be a top guy. He gets the receptions. That's not the issue. It's the end zone targets. So I think I got to go receiver here. Knowing that we had some breaking news today that Hollywood Brown won't be in week one, Rashee Rice might get suspended. He is going to get suspended. There's no might. It's a matter of when. I've never drafted this guy, but I'm gonna do it for my boy Matt McDonald.
I am not happy about that.
I gotta do this. I am taking Xavier Worthy.
That's a good pick. I mean, there's nothing else to say about that. Good pick.
You took him over Rice?
I did. Okay. Rice isn't even there right now.
How do you feel about that, Avery? That whole time, I thought he was talking about Rice.
I was talking about Xavier Worthy.
I think Worthy's play now. I think he's a fine pick, but I think if Rice doesn't get suspended, Worthy is this. I think he's irrelevant. Honestly, I think he's just if Rice isn't suspended, I think it's the Rice and I think it's the Rice show. He's the wide receiver one hands down. He proved that last year. He was on pace for like a top 10 receiver last year.
Yeah, he was tough.
So if he doesn't get suspended, it's just automatically, I think, well, Worthy is just worthless.
I was going to point out that Rashee will get suspended, but it's likely going to be at the end of the season or halfway through. So that's why I will go. So here it's between Ridley or Rice for me.
Ridley, I love Calvin.
I do like – so we're fans of the fantasy footballers, and one of Andy's biggest guys this year is Calvin Ridley. He's going to throw the ball. He might not be accurate, but Levis is going to throw it.
You just say Levis?
Yeah, I meant Levis.
Levis? Levis on the field.
I was hoping you wouldn't point that out. So I'll pose this question to you guys. Do you think – because Rice is obviously – he's going to be on a better offense. He got a lot of the red zone stuff last year. So with the suspension looming likely towards the end of the season, would you be more compelled to draft Ridley here or Rice? Because it's one of those two. I just want your guys' opinions on it.
Me personally, the reason I took Worthy there earlier, I don't like to have a player that there's a possibility I'm going to lose him at any time period or for however long. Now, Rashee Rice is a dog, and he's on a top-tier offense with a top-tier quarterback, one of the best, right? So I understand why you would take Rashee Rice, but I would take Calvin Ridley solely because he's the guy there. Like, even if DeAndre Hopkins is there, he's the guy. They paid him. And he didn't get used well on the Jaguars, in my opinion, and he had some great games. You can ask Avery. I mean, he rode that train. So I would go Calvin Ridley here, but that's just because of the way I feel in terms of a player not being there. I don't like that feeling of, like, I have to worry about this all season, and I don't know when he could be gone, right? Like, he might be gone in the most pivotal point of my season when I need him. And then what would I do, you know? So I would go Calvin Ridley here.
I feel like the counter-argument to that, though, is you're picking him at the 8-7. So, I mean, say you're picking Calvin Ridley here. So you are getting upside with Calvin Ridley. But, I mean, if Rashee Rice, like you said, doesn't get suspended until the end of the year, you're getting, like, a top 20 guy locked in the 8th round, which is still big time. So I would probably go Ridley. But as a Chiefs fan, you're probably going to go Rice, which is understandable. But I think Ridley and Rice, it's a really even split.
Good pick either way.
I think Ridley could play the whole season and Rice could miss 6 weeks and they would still might be ending the same spot.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. In fantasy, just a good thing to go by is bet on good offenses. And it's just – so a little – an underrated part about Tennessee is they actually have three capable receivers. They signed Tyler Boyd as the three. That's probably one of the best wide receiver threes in the league. And then they also have D-Hop, who he's older, yes, but he's still going to command targets. So just based on – I think he's going to do great until he's suspended, and I'm willing to take that risk. This is the fourth receiver on my team, so we're going Rashee Rice, baby.
So I like between it. So between Xavier – you had Xavier Worthy, Najee Harris, Dak, Tony Pollard, Jordan Love, Rashee Rice, and Nick Chubb. Wow, Nick Chubb off the board at 8-8. Yeah, that's a good pick, Matt. That's probably what I would have went with if he dropped to me. But just to keep it simple, I don't have a tight end yet. Evan Ingram's here, half PBR, full good PBR. Value. Good no value. PBR. I don't care what it is. Give me Evan Ingram. It doesn't matter in the eighth round. He's just
that's a great pick. It's a great pick.
And then I'm left with – then it was Zamiri and Reed. I think Reed is probably the number one for that team. I'm looking here.
No, I agree with you. I think Reed –
Chris Godwin.
Yeah. Well, I think Christian Watson's down there at 100. I think he might be the one. But it's just such tough – Green Bay is one of those – you want a piece of it, but you want the right pieces of it. I am not going with Alex's – hero, whatever, breakout season, Chris Godwin. I just don't think – I think Mike Evans is still the guy there. I still just don't think Chris Godwin's going to – I mean, look at that. Points, he's 172. He's only projected for 980 yards and 5 touchdowns, which I think it's probably going to be right. But you're telling me I could get Calvin Ridley with 988 and 6?
That's a value. That's give a me value.
Well, it's value.
You need to run you could look at a running back.
The other problem is I only have two running backs.
Yeah.
I don't even
Zach
know
Moss.
Who the running backs aren't. These are awful.
Javonte Williams. It's a reach, but you won't get him on the next turn.
Give me – I think I'm absolute. I got Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, Michael Pittman, T. Higgins. Give me Calvin Ridley. I had the Calvin Ridley experience last year. Give me it back this year. I'm in. I played him every good game and sat him all the bad games. Go Ridley.
I would have done the same thing. I know you only have two running backs, but when something like that happens, you kind of have to take him.
Yep.
I'm kind of in the same boat with my two running backs. I like my depth at receiver now with McLaurin and Rice being my last two picks. And honestly, the receivers that are on the board, Addison's already got suspended here, so he's going to miss a little time. McConkey is just made of glass. I love him, but he has been hurt twice already just in preseason, so that scares me. I hate this player. I had him last year. I'm going to say it. I just don't like him at all. But he's a starting running back, and I think the Broncos are going to be an improved offense. And I think he will get some passing work mixed in. So I'm going to take Williams here.
That's a good pick. Nothing bad against it at that point in the draft. I was looking at him too. That was the only other guy. And then it was Addison, Eckler, Brooks, and McConkey. And then we got Soaring Bucket up.
That's right. Really, at this point, I'm just drafting – for my bench, right? Somebody who's best value. I can fill spots where I need to. And I've got a lot of tight ends here to look at. I got Brock Bowers, Jake Ferguson, David Njoku. As a Georgia fan, my heart is telling me, take you some Brock Bowers, right? But I don't know. My running back core is Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, Ramondre Stevenson. Doesn't sound good. My receivers, A.J. Brown, Debo, Xavier Worthy. So I'm in a pickle. So I feel like I got to go next best up in my own opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Zach Moss. Mm-hmm. I think Chase is going to take a lot of that away. I'm not going to double dip in the Chiefs with Hollywood here. Jaylen Warren is not it for me. So in terms of value – I feel like I got to go Brock Bowers here.
I'm epic.
Because he might as well be a receiver, right? I can put him in my flex, and the turn comes around to me where I can grab a receiver. So So, but in terms of where he was, gotta take me some Brock Bowers. What are you guys hating on my Brock here for? What are we hating for?
I'm just going to go ahead.
I was just going to be quick. You're arguing that there's no wide receivers and running backs on the board. You're the nine spot. What's going to change from the fact two picks? It was Jake Ferguson and Zach Moss. What are you going to do, take David Njoku because he's the next best guy up on the board? Is that your theory here?
No, I'm talking about after this pick right here. I mean, I'd have to reach if I really want somebody that I
but,
like.
Yeah, that's just – I think you – I don't think a backup tight end's the move this year. That's just me, though. But what do you think, Matt?
I was just laughing. I know you're a little biased because you're a Georgia boy. Are you worried at all about the depth of the receiver position? Because right now your backup is he could be a wide receiver four on our team. Does that scare you at all?
No, it did. That's why I was going to go receiver on this turn regardless.
Woo!
Brock Bowers, if he pans out to be what he was in college, I mean, one of the best tight end prospects out there ever, honestly. He could be seen as a receiver on the offense of the Raiders. Now, the Raiders are cheeks, okay, in terms
where I was going to go with it.
But,
that offense is bad.
But what I love about Brock Bowers is he tears up defenses, and he finds that spot. Honestly, in my opinion, kind of like Travis Kelce. I don't see really Travis Kelce as a blocking guy. He's a guy that goes out there and finds the spots that are just open. And it's like, how can they not cover this guy? It's just because that's what he does. And so that's why I kind of went Brock Bowers, and I'm a little biased. In terms of receiver here, it's kind of a tough position.
There's only one guy. Yeah, there's only one guy you can take.
Deontay Johnson, Keon Coleman, Christian Watson, Harrison, Hollywood Brown. I think I would go Deontay here because he's the number one guy on that offense, and he's the best route runner in the league almost. So he's going to get the ball, but it's a matter of is Bryce Young going to get it to him. So.
We'll kind of move through it here quickly now. Kind of taking some shots here. With the position I'm in, I'm fine with everything. So I'm just going to take a shot, bet on some potential here, and I'm going to take Brian Thomas. He's looked good in the preseason. I really think he could be the wide receiver one over there.
Yep. I think it's a good pick. I have it in our dynasty league, and I'm super happy about it. I'm thin on running back, so first I'm going Brian Robinson. I think he's still the running back one over there, pretty obviously. I think he's still in one. Austin Eckler's going to have to beat him is how I look at it. But I think Austin Eckler will. It's just when. But he had a great year. And then I'm kind of split here. But
the Gus Bus.
Gus Bus is the – I'm not a big Gus Bus guy. But put me on the bus. I mean, the more I've sat on it, I'm on the bus, baby. I'm on the bus.
So you like my value pick a little better now. Early on in the podcast, you hated it.
I'm still not a fan of it, but if you look at the running backs around, it's Tajay Spears, Trey Benson, Zeke, and Jerome Ford.
And the only two
running backs I have, I mean, they're elite. But, I have to have a little bit of depth. I think you need a little bit. And Gus Bus is a starting running back. He is going to score like 6 touchdowns. Don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to get in there. And it's only going to be for like 20 yards. And so he's not going to be great, but he's going to be decent. If two guys get hurt, he'll step up. Or if we get a bye week out of them.
Speaking of not very good starting running backs, I think I'm going to go with Jerome Ford here.
Whoa.
Really?
A reach. Yeah.
You could take a shot and try to have him come back to me, but just to get some depth here, I have quite a bit of depth at receiver. I could go the Tajay Spears route, but in these first series, the ones for the Titans, Tony Pollard was kind of the guy, which kind of is disappointing because Spears has a little more burst in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But
I don't like that pick.
I could also go Blake Corum here. To kind of back up Kyren.
Or Trey Benson.
Trey Benson's probably likely going to get more playing time because Connor, He just never plays a full season. But I'm going to go with the safe pick here and just take Ford. I don't know if he would have came back.
He wouldn't have.
He's going to be starting.
I was taking him.
I'd have taken Spears over him.
Yeah,
that's I understand your reason. I understand your reason.
That one's a tough choice. Spears is he's a good player. I just don't know what kind of volume he's going to get.
Yeah.
All right, Alex, let's roll on through these.
All right, Purdy, DeAndre Hopkins, Dallas go dirt, and Tua go next. I need some more running backs. Really, I need it all. I don't like this 9 spot at all. I'm going to be honest. It's awful. I'm going to take I'm going to take Zeke here because of the offense. It's a good offense. I mean, he's old. Honestly, just because of that, I might even just take Tajay Spears. They didn't take him on that turn. Just to double down here and then shoot later for some receiver. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Ezekiel Elliott, and I'm going to go Tajay Spears next just to add some depth in that position there at the end. All right, Williams, Lawrence, Cortland Sutton, T.J. Hockenson go next. Matt, you're on the clock, my boy.
So Blake Corum came back. I still don't want him. I feel like if I take Corum, it just sets myself up for failure with Kyren, and I don't want that. I don't want to listen to that. So I'm going to go with who I think is going to be the number one receiver in Buffalo. We really don't have any idea who it's going to be, but I'm going to take a bet here and bet on Curtis Samuel.
I respect it.
Okay.
Corum's gone. Avery, who are you going with?
Give me – I'm not a big guy for this, but I think Jared Goff is a great backup quarterback. That's who I'm taking right now. I just think he has the potential to ball out. And so I'm taking him as the backup quarterback in case anything happens to Richard. I need a backup. Probably should have picked one a little earlier, but there was still value on the board. And then I am actually going – to pick the kicker won me the league at the 13, Harrison Butker. I mean, this guy just – now, I think the Chiefs' offense is going to be better, but just a quick summary, he's just going to ball out again. He's just a dog.
Harrison Butker.
Yeah, and I'll go real quick here. I'm going to take Chuba Hubbard here. Yeah, Jonathan Brooks is still – he's going to be out at least 4 weeks. We don't know how long it's going to actually take him to come back. Chubbard, he's going to start. So you're kind of just looking for starting running backs or anybody that's got potential to go into that role late in the draft like this.
Yep.
I got to go receiver here, so it's a no-brainer for me. I'm going to take Khalil Shakir here. I'm betting on the Bills offense, see who's up next. And I'm not going to take a kicker or defense just because if you – listen, this is a strategy, and I'll tell you this. It's honestly too close to drafting. If it comes to a league where you don't have to draft a kicker and defense, draft the depth and then drop two guys you don't believe in or they've cut at the end and then pick up a kicker and defense.
But then you're just – whatever. Just draft. That's awful. That's an awful
That's what
take.
I would suggest. No,
awful take because it's going to be these last two guys. Why would you pick up anybody in these last two rounds that you don't believe in? I mean,
Jacoby Myers, next pick.
Who are you going to drop, Alex? Who are you going to drop? Khalil Shakir? Are you going to drop someone before that?
You could.
There's a reason you wait till the end of draft these guys. I'm just saying. That's an awful take. Please don't listen to Alex Houston. Please draft.
If you listen to the Footballers podcast, that is a strategy that they recommend.
Please draft a kicker and a defense because you're just going to drop the last two guys and then you're going to get an awful kicker and a defense. Matt, it's your turn.
It's kind of wild that I thought the Ravens defense would be gone here. But just being a homer like I am, we're going to take the Chiefs defense here.
No, Matt. According to Alex, you should have picked Tyler Lockett and his upside and then dropped him.
That is a strategy. Matt, back me up here. You recommend that?
It is a strategy, yes. I personally was on the defense and kicker carousel last year, and it's not a fun experience when I've got Budker scoring 20 against me and then my kicker puts up 2 points.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's the reason I would have said the same thing last year, Alex, but last year kind of turned me off on that.
I just think it's stupid because you're going to drop the last two guys. If the last two guys you draft are the last two guys you draft, there's a reason they got drafted as the last two and you're going to cut them. Maybe you're going to drop Khalil Shakir, but that's just an awful way to draft. Just an awful way to draft. I'm taking the Jets defense. They're just freaking elite. There's nothing else to say about them. And then.
Who are you picking? Josh Palmer. There it goes.
We all knew that was coming.
What an absolute steal. You get the starting wide receiver one in the 15th round. Now, that's value, Alex. If you're going to drop someone, why don't you just pick him up? What an imbecile. I mean, come on now.
Okay,
that's value right there. That's absolute value in Josh Palmer. Give me Josh Palmer season all day long.
I don't necessarily think that Alex's strategy was as bad as Avery does. I am happy with what I did because I got Kansas City's defense and then Kenneth Fairbairn, the kicker for the Texans. This should be an absolutely high octane offense. So he should be able to score plenty of points every single week. So come on, Kenneth Fairbairn.
Are you kidding me though? I got Bucker that averaged like 20 last year and I got Josh Palmer in the 15th round, my sleeper. I mean,
I don't think Butker is going to have that same success this year just because our offense should be better. But if we're a dink and dunk offense like last year, yeah, he's going to put up 20 again.
Last pick of the draft. Mr. Irrelevant.
Actually, your second last pick.
But it might as well be the last.
Let me and Avery try to predict it. I'm going to go Rico Dowdle.
Nope, I'm going.
I'm throwing you a loop here.
I'm going Jerry Jeudy.
So. To back up my strategy, go listen to the Footballers podcast. It's only in platforms that allow you to not draft kickers and defenses. Otherwise, I would say the last two picks need to be a kicker and defense. Fantasy,
continue.
ESPN this Fantasy is an app that makes you draft kickers and defenses. Sleeper, you can do whatever. Because honestly, because with injuries.
Most platforms are going to make these people draft the kicker and defense.
Yeah. Only a strategy I would suggest if it doesn't make you draft a defense and kicker. That's the only way.
Yeah, because not drafting a kicker or a defense is this ridiculous. But continue. Who are you going to pick?
So, although I suggested that strategy, I wanted to throw out a kicker out there that is slept on. I'm going to draft a kicker here. This guy, first year ever in the NFL with the Detroit Lions. His name is Jake Bates. He comes from the UFL, and he kicked a 66-yard field goal in the preseason. Indoors. Also, the Lions play most of their games indoors this year. This is a guy that I'm hoping this year is a dog on a good offense in the Lions. If you're looking for a sleeper kicker out there, it's Jake Bates. I'm telling you.
Man, get out of here.
I'm telling you. All right, we'll give you the final look at the teams and we'll get out of here, okay? Avery, his receiver room, Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, Michael Pittman, T. Higgins, Calvin Ridley. His running backs are Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Brian Robinson, Gus Edwards. And he has Josh Palmer. I forgot Josh Palmer. My bad.
Yeah, I was about to say you did not add. Yeah, you better go back and add that.
At quarterback, he has Anthony Richardson, and at tight end, Evan Engram, and his backup quarterback is Jared Goff. Defensive kickers don't matter. All right.
Yes, I do. Bucker Matt. And Jets. Yeah, because someone does that. Yeah, you know what defense you're left with? The Buccaneers and the Commanders. I mean, you just got trash deep. Have fun. Have fun, buddy. Back to the lobby.
All right. Matt's team is CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, Terry McLaurin, Rasheed Rice, Brian Thomas, Curtis Samuel at receiver. At running back, he has Kyron Williams, Isaiah Pacheco, Javonte Williams, Jerome Ford, Chuba Hubbard, and his quarterback is Kyler Murray, tight end, Trey McBride. Not bad. Not bad.
That's all a winning team right there, baby.
That's not bad.
Winning
That's a good team. Look. I like that four pick.
You want to see a dumpster fire team with a good one.
Receiver, A.J. Brown, Deebo Samuel, Xavier Worthy, Deontay Johnson, Khalil Shakir, Jacoby Myers. At running back, we have Jonathan Taylor, Alvin Kamara, Ramondre Stevenson, Ezekiel Elliott, Tyjae Spears. And then at quarterback, Jalen Hurts, two tight ends, Mark Andrews, Brock Bowers, and the kicker, Jake Bates. Now,
two tight end strategy. Let's go.
Hey, if you want me to be honest with you, I think you messed up. I wasn't going to tell you this. Quick note. When you drafted Alvin Kamara, I thought you should have just got Mark Andrews and Dalton Kincaid and started one of them in your flex over Alvin Kamara. I think that would have been better than Alvin Kamara.
It just comes as it goes. I wouldn't have took a double tight end unless I like Brock, so I had to go for it. All right. Thank you guys for joining Takeology today. It was a good one. First mock draft of the season. Those of you who can't see this video, Avery is waving his terrible towel for the Steelers.
Right. We'll be on.
We got our Chiefs hat on, Matt. We're repping today, okay? Don't got any.
Matt O'Matic's going to put us on YouTube at some point. Be ready.
That's right. We will be on YouTube soon. If you want to get a hold of us, contact us at Takeology Football. That's TakeOlogy, Takeology Football, at Outlook.com. Please feel free to send us in some comments, some questions. You guys have a great rest of your day.
See you, boys. Thanks for watching.